In gaining confidence and awareness, the first step is to, by the power of awareness, disidentify with points of view as the focus of one's time, energy, and attention. And as that disidentification with points of view takes place, then there is increasing confidence and awareness. So by the power of awareness, there is increasing confidence and awareness and disidentification with points of view as kind of a fumbling intelligence, attempting to sort things out. Now, make sense of life and such. And by the power of awareness, more and more, we're in touch with an innate clarity and balanced view rather than with being all absorbed in points of view. And so the process of this is such that we end up feeling free of extremes, and increasingly we feel free of all the extremes that points of view offer us. Like that things are either personal or impersonal, that there's existence or non-existence. But what we end up feeling is that we've consumed ourselves. That's what's happened. We've consumed ourselves in awareness. That it's always been awareness that's aware of everything, whether it's awareness of us as an individual or awareness of there being no individual. These would be two extremes, the individual or no individual. So awareness isn't about being an individual or not being an individual. Awareness is about awareness. It's about the power and force of awareness alone. And the fumbling intelligence of points of view is then substituted with or superseded by the laser-like clarity and balanced view of awareness. And so you see, there's no way for that to make sense to someone unless, first of all, they've been introduced to awareness and to are beginning to gain confidence in it and have an unrelenting commitment to that. Because you see, if there isn't an unrelenting commitment to that confidence building in place, then there'll be something that comes up where it'll be said, oh, this isn't working. I need other measures. And just as an example of that, in a practical way, life goes on, so all of the things that occur in life continue to occur. And the distinction is that rather than dealing with them with the fumbling intelligence of points of view, there's the ability to be untouched due to the instructable intelligence of awareness. And so there can be perfect health or grave medical conditions. That's another example of two extremes. There can be the self or no self, but there isn't focus on any of these points of view as descriptive of anything in particular. Points of view are self-appearances of awareness, and they're not something in particular that is needed or advantaged in any way as an influence in describing reality. And whatever you feel moved to share with someone is what you feel moved to share with them. The clearer one is, the more one can just see where someone else is coming from and then just respond to whatever they need. and right now, it may not be that everyone is completely open to gaining confidence and awareness. Great freedom is for people who want to gain confidence and awareness. That's what it's for. It's not a babysitting service for people's points of view. It's for people who want to gain confidence and awareness. There are lots of places that people can find babysitting for their points of view. Right? And that may sound harsh. However, we as human beings save ourselves. We in saving ourselves as individuals, then we save our whole collective lot. And in order for us to step up to the plate, we have to really know what we're made of. And then those who really want to know what they're made of and really understand the nature of reality itself, then those people can reach out to others who want to understand that as well. We're undergoing a fundamental shift right now because it's becoming very, very clear that what we have been doing doesn't work. It really doesn't work. And it doesn't just apply to one country. It applies to all countries. What we're seeing is that there's something about the way that human beings perceive reality that is askew. It's a miss. We don't have a clear perspective. We're short-sighted. And keep getting ourselves into big messes. And no matter what kind of headway we make, the messes outweigh the headway. And so we have all kinds of wars and conflicts going on all over the globe. And we have some wars going on that we don't even know are wars because they're new forms of warfare. And so we don't really know where we stand. We can't see clearly. And it's important for us to take stock. Now, when we believe that all of our thoughts, emotions, and sensations are the be-all and end-all of what's going on with us, that's being very short-sighted. It's having a very unbalanced view. We don't have a balanced view because we don't know the full scope of what it means to be human. We don't know that even though these points of view, these thoughts, emotions, and sensations and other experiences appear, they appear within a unified field of awareness. And the points of view themselves do not represent what is fundamental. They're just points of view. They're descriptive frameworks that have no origin independent of the unified field. So it's the unified field that we want to identify with, the unified field of awareness, while we disidentify with the points of view as a source of understanding ourselves in the world. this is what will take us through all the way to the end, so to speak. Once we begin to gain confidence and awareness, we don't need to have all these silly descriptions of, oh, I'm a nobody, oh, I'm a somebody, oh, I've got to get rid of my ego, oh, I've got to figure out my personality. These things are all areas that we lose interest in very quickly. The curative measures, the countermeasures, the self-improvement projects are found to be unnecessary. We find in the unified field of awareness natural perfection. The natural perfection of everything as it is, and we take root in that. We take stock in that. When we look out from its balanced view, then we see what's really going on. And as we do so, we have increasing well-being personally, while at the same time not being wrapped up in being a self-improvement project. We find that no self-improvement projects are necessary. All we need to do is identify with the natural perfection of the unified field of awareness. We don't need to improve ourselves. If you feel that improving yourself involves changing your thoughts, emotions, and sensations, then you'll be running on a hamster wheel all your life, never getting anywhere, just running around in circles. And then, oh, thanks, you're better now. And then, but it's all the same hamster wheel. And so, you know, when we just relax our need to control the flow of the points of view, then, wow, we start to see a much brighter picture. We start to see a way to get along with ourselves and to get along with others. And we start to have a real connection, heartfelt connection with everyone and everything. Yeah. And you see, everything comes into order from that. Everything naturally appears within natural perfection, the natural perfection of the unified field. So by identifying with that, we have a vantage where we clearly see how to live life. Whether it's macroeconomics, microeconomics, politics, or whatever it is, we start to see how it's really possible for people to get along. But this can't come about through organizations. It has to come about through individuals. And very often people get lost along the way. In other words, they feel that just because they've been introduced to awareness, that's all that's necessary. And there's never really any disidentification with points of view in a healthy way. There's just the adoption of an extreme of one sort or another. It's very tempting because that's the way things have always been, to adopt one extreme or another. And so you see to be real is just to be totally clear, no matter what's appearing. No matter what's appearing, it's a transparent appearance of complete clarity. And so you see, if we think that awareness is something, we'll never know that. If we think awareness only includes certain kinds of thoughts and emotions, which many people do today, if we think awareness either has an ego or is egoless, has a personality or doesn't have a personality, or whatever it is, then we'll be shifted into another point of view, even though it might be a new and better point of view.